And what we're going to do today is we're going to treat it as a responsorial psalm. And so I will read the first part of the scripture, and then you will read the second part of the scripture. And since you all are still seated, I will not have you stand for the reading of the word, because I think you're writing. But let's stand in our spirits and acknowledge God in our hearts. All right? If you can take out the blue Bibles in the backs of your benches, I will say the first part of the scripture, and then you will respond, "His love endures forever." All right? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights?
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day?
His love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to govern the night?
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt?
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them?
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm?
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the desert, who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, all king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance, an inheritance to his servant Israel, to the one who remembered us in our low estate, and freed us from our enemies, and who gives food to every creature. Let's say this last scripture forever together. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christians die, it's not the end of it, it's a transition. to something better and something greater. And so even in death, God is good. So we just want to acknowledge God for that, all right? Are you all ready? Everybody have their push pen? And I know I'm putting Scott on the spot. I'm going to sleep in. After you all, and then when you get done, we'll pray. You can just come up and pick it up across. Thank you. in the name of Jesus. God, as we approach your throne, we want to praise you, and we want to ask for any pardon for any sin or any iniquity, anything that we've done, for your blood cleanses us. Pardon all sin. But Father God, as we're in your throne, as we're standing before your throne, God, in the name of Jesus, we want to praise you. We want to glorify you. We want to magnify you. We want to give you all the glory and the honor, because you have been wonderful and you have been kind and you have been good. And God, we thank you how you watched over us all year long. We thank you for the blessings that you poured out upon us. We thank you for all the things that you've been done, that you've done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we realize in the book of Romans, you told us that everything works together for our good. God, and so we're grateful that even in the things of grief, even in sorrow, even in things that didn't seem so good, God, we praise you because you allowed them to work out for our good. God, we realize that you alone are good, and we have no goodness of our own. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to glorify your name. We want to praise you, for we have no goodness in our own selves. Any good thing, any perfect thing that has happened to us this year, it's come from you. Yes. And so, Father, we want to acknowledge you. Yes. We want to magnify you. We want to adore you. Yeah. We want to thank you. Yeah. Because you did not have to do it. Yeah. You didn't have to love us. You didn't have to look upon us. You didn't have to let your eyes follow us throughout the earth. But God, we're grateful that you have. And we're grateful for all the things that you've done. Yeah. And God, we want to show you today that we're not going to be ungrateful children. We're not going to be spoiled rats. But we're grateful and we're thankful for all that you've done. These many things that have been pinned on the cross. God, we want to just acknowledge that you're the one who did them. It wasn't our own selves, it wasn't in our own power, but you're the one who did them. And so we want to recycle the thanks back to you. We praise you, we glorify you, and we acknowledge you, King Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we have prayed.
Thank you.
We stand to close our joint Thanksgiving service. I believe that is all. Amen. Let's just be mindful of all the great things that God has done. Because he's really been good. Right? He's really been good. And it's something to be glad about. And so let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you again. We thank you for this fellowship time with Randolph Heights, that we've come together to praise your name and to glorify you. God, you've just been wonderful. You've been awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're not just some far-off, distant idea, but that you're a personal God who's with us in our lives, who's with us, whose very temple we are. God, we praise you for all that you've done. We praise you for watching over our families. We praise you for giving us finances to take care of the things that we need to take care of. We praise you for a reasonable portion of health. We praise you for a right mind. We praise you for a place to worship you. We praise you that we're not homeless. We praise you for heat. We praise you for vehicles to ride in. We praise you, oh God, because you are worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. And today, God, we just wanted to come together to thank you, to honor you, to acknowledge you, and to glorify you. For you told us through the psalmist that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And you told us to praise you according to your excellent greatness. And so if you've been only a little bit great, then we only praise you a little. But if you've been wonderfully great, then we're going to give you a wonderful praise. Hallelujah! Oh, praise your name. We thank you for this time. We thank you for Brother Scott and RHPC members and band. And we thank you for those from GTC who helped. God, we thank you for those people who thought about this and conjured it up and got creative. And now we have this service. And God, we want to thank you for those people. We want to thank you for the people who participate. We want to thank you for everybody who's here. God, in Jesus' name, now send us forth with your grace. Send us forth with your peace. Father, send us forth with glory. And send us forth with triumph. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory is time for church. Can you all quickly prepare for your service also? So we might start a little late, trying to quickly get things together.